We've all made mistakes. Like when you convince yourself you should cut your own hair. You shouldn't. Or when you forget someone's name you've already met. Like 3 times. At Frost Bank, we can't help you avoid every mistake, but we can help when you overdraft. If you overdraw your checking account by $100 or less, we'll waive the fee based on qualifying conditions. Because, hey, we're all human. It's about being more understanding. It's about more than money. Frost Bank. Learn about qualifying conditions at frostbank.com/overdraft.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think morality is important in politics, in a society in general? Do you think it's important? Now, I can tell you I believe it is, and there's a very good reason for that. I can tell you the left wing doesn't believe in morality because it limits them, because they want to be able to do whatever the hell they want to be able to do and to who they want to be able to do it to with no consequences. This is who left wingers are. This is why they think they're above the law. The lack of morality, when you have no moral center or no moral compass, you can do whatever the hell you want to other people. Let me give you an example. Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff wandered around this country for 4 years, knowing he was lying his ass off about having proof that Trump colluded with Russia. But he had no moral center. He has no moral grounds. So he had no problem weaponizing the Intelligence Committee against Republicans. The sad thing about Republicans is 20 of those Republicans said, oh, well, now that Adam Schiff is caught in a lie, we don't want to punish him. So what they're doing is they're going to ensure that more of that bad behavior, more of that immorality continues. And I don't think I'm talking out of turn when I tell you that morality is on the decline here in the United States as more and more people are deciding, hey, you know what? It's a heck of a lot easier just to do what I want, pretend God doesn't exist, and do whatever the heck I want. Let me get an example of a story that's out there. YMCA accuses teen girl of hate speech. Why? Because she was opposing a man in the girls' locker room. Yet another trans cultic offense against children, women, decency, reason, and basic human rights has taken place. Such offenses will continue unless and until right-thinking Americans oppose them with courage and tenacity. Oh, yes, and lawsuits. The Springfield YMCA Typhoon Swim Team in Springfield, Illinois, now allows biological men who pretend to be women to enter the girls' locker room, including when minor girls are present and undressing. The coaches and YMCA administrators began this practice without telling any of the girls' parents. If this was the right thing to do, why keep it from mom and dad, you folks at the YMCA? Why don't you think mom and dad deserve to know? In the same vein, as you guys may or may not have heard of this movie called Sound of Freedom. Well, it is a movie put out by Angel Studios. It's a true story, and it's dramatizing this true story of the child sex slave trade. And who is writing this? Showbiz 411 writing, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, number one for the weekend, was beaten by something, Sound of Freedom, a Christian movie from a small, sketchy film company that doesn't actually say it's Christian. Now, this is how the Hollywood left regards Christians. They are seething. They are angry that we tuned out of woke Disney's most recent offering, this woke piece of, from my understanding, it's a woke piece of crap, Indiana Jones movie. And we went out and saw something that was real, something that deserved our attention, something that many people know is the agenda of the left wing around the globe, which is this normalization, this attempted normalization of sexual relations with children. They were aghast at CNN that more people started watching Sound of Freedom than their stupid Indiana Jones movie, and they railed against it. Listen to this.
And you seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon, but claim they don't know what it is.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So the tenets of QAnon. So how many times can you put the words QAnon in one sentence to basically paper over that there are millions of children being sold into sex slavery that are currently in that industry? Now, notice this man's care and concern for children being sold into sex slavery. He has none. Mike Rothschild, author, The Storm is Upon Us, How QAnon Became a Movement. So he couldn't give a rat's about children being sold into sex slavery. He couldn't care less. Oh, I want to attack QAnon. And basically, I want to make anybody who stands up against the normalization of or trying to normalize sex with children, I want to just label them QAnon so they can't get in the way. Because I really, see, if they're going to cast aspersions, folks, why can't we? Can't we assume now that Mr. Rothschild here and CNN, they are pro-pedophilia because they refuse to address this issue, instead writing it off to some QAnon conspiracy theory? Yes, and by the way, just in case we didn't have all the data to go on, what about this idea that it's all QAnon driven, this idea of the sex slave trade?
Story out of Camp Pendleton, where a missing 14-year-old girl has finally been found and a Marine has been taken into custody in connection with her disappearance.
That girl's family now alleging she was trafficked and sold to a Marine for sex. Our Leanne Suter joining us live in studio with the latest details. Leanne?
Michelle and Jory, shocking details and allegations coming from the victim's family, who says that teen was sold for sex. Camp Pendleton authorities now investigating.
Authorities confirming this picture posted on social media showing the moment the Marine was arrested as authorities investigate a possible human trafficking case at Camp Pendleton after a missing 14-year-old girl was found on base.
Just trying to give an update. My family and I are doing okay. Would just like to start off by thanking everyone for boosting this video. I appreciate everyone trying to bring awareness to this incident.
The teen's aunt taking to social media to talk about the case and concerns about possible retaliation from the military. The woman says her niece has learning disabilities and was allegedly sold for sex. The 14-year-old's grandmother reported her missing on June 13th to the San Diego Sheriff's Department. She told investigators the young girl, who had run away before but always returned home quickly, went missing the week before.
But according to CNN, it's all a QAnon conspiracy theory out there, my friends. Lastly, the Lord's Prayer is problematic, we're being told. Now, who's saying this? Is it the folks at CNN? Is it left-wing kook authors? No. The language in the Lord's Prayer might be, quote, problematic for some people, said the Archbishop of York on Friday during his address to a meeting of the Church of England's ruling body. That's right, the Anglican Church. One of the bishops, the Archbishop in the Anglican Church, is saying, gee, the Lord's Prayer now is somehow problematic. Folks, these people that are corrupting the churches, give the left credit for knowing where our strength in the West has been, our Judeo-Christian ethic. They're going after everything that is right and proper, everything that is God-centered, everything that helped build this coalition we call the West, which has been responsible for rights, liberty, safety, and security of countless millions. And now it's all under attack, and so-called church leaders are showing loyalty to leftists rather than being loyal to God. You show me an Anglican archbishop that is seeing the Lord's Prayer as problematic, and I'll show you Beijing Biden, a fake Catholic, who says, I'm a family-centered guy from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I love my family. And he won't even acknowledge his seventh grandchild. By the way, the New York Times, Maureen Dowd, Joe Biden, Beijing Biden has lost Maureen Dowd. It's seven grandchildren, Mr. President, she writes in the pages of the New York Times, with perhaps a first sign that she even has a conscience, that Maureen Dowd even has a conscience. And it comes out now. You get the impression, folks? The long knives are out for Beijing Biden. They want him to go away. They want to get Gavin Newsom in there. Folks, coming up next, we'll keep the focus on morality and how it's under attack in these United States. We'll be right back on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
I want to welcome onto the program our guest, Logan Church, making a return appearance, National Political Director for Catholic Vote. Logan has been an emerging leader in the campaign world, having worked on over a dozen campaigns in six states. Logan has dedicated her career to electing quality candidates to public office. Logan, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Dodgers, Major League Baseball's the Los Angeles Dodgers, they honor a Catholic hate group, these Sisters of Perpetual Absurdity is what I call them, and they are hoping to escape the Bud Light treatment. So give me your view from 30,000 feet up.
Yeah, so I know that you've probably been following this closely from the beginning, as have we clearly. I mean, it's been absolutely crazy from start to finish, and we're still standing here so confused how the Dodgers were just not able to find another group or person who they deemed worthy of a community hero award other than a group that, you know, their entire purpose is mocking Christians and mocking Catholics. So, you know, I think they kind of thought after Pride Night it was all going to be over and they should keep their heads down until then and everything was going to be good. But that's not going to be the case because our campaign's continuing all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah,
we don't want people to to forget about what happened.
Yeah, and I want to get more into that. And by the way, the Texas Rangers, the only Major League Baseball team not to buy into this division, to actually focus on what unifies folks, the game of baseball and the American flag, and not honoring those who serve to divide us. Now, I mentioned Bud Light, and they continue to sponsor displays, you know, with naked men exposing themselves to children as they're walking in a parade. The American consumer is hammering that brand, Bud Light, along with Target and others out there who are going completely woke and giving the middle finger to their customers. Don't the Dodgers and Major League Baseball deserve the same treatment?
Absolutely. I think that we should be opening our eyes as Christians and as conservatives to all kinds of corporations that are doing these things. And I think it really gets down to, you know, which corporation do we get the word out about? Like Target, the word got out so quickly to everyone.
Yeah.
Bud Light, the word got out so quickly. And so that's what we're trying to do with the Dodgers, is to make sure that nobody is unaware of what happened.
It's something that needs to be pointed out because, as you mentioned, the Sisters of Perpetual Absurdity are a national group, a national hate group embraced by Democrats. Let me give you an example of this. In Dallas, in the city of Dallas, right here in Texas, just awarded this Catholic hate group an award for outstanding leadership in arts and culture. Yet Catholics in Dallas, they still vote for the ideology that is targeting the Christian faith. Don't Catholics have to start opening their eyes and recognizing that they are under attack?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the Catholic Church has been an easy target for quite some time for the progressive left, just because the Catholic Church stands in between a lot of things that they'd like to see change in our culture. That being said, I think your average Catholic who's attending Mass needs to realize that their voice matters, their pocketbook matters, and they have the opportunity to make a difference in these issues. And I think people are starting to wake up to that, not just Catholics, but conservatives overall.
Yeah, you know what? And there's that old poem that has various incarnations over the years that says, you know, I didn't speak up when they came for the Catholics. And by the time they came after everybody else, then they came for me, there was nobody else left to stand for me. So if our Jewish friends think that it's not going to happen to them, if our Muslim friends don't think it's going to happen to them, just wait. If your faith gets in the way of leftists attaining power, they're coming after you too.
And I will say we were grateful at the protest and the rally we hosted outside of the stadium. We were happy to say that we had different brothers and sisters of other walks of faith, such as we had a Jewish rabbi who spoke. We had other groups come together just to stand up for what we believe in as well, and what they believe in, that's religious freedom, and that we shouldn't be attacking anybody's religion. That's not what America's about.
It's not supposed to be.
Very, very happy to see that.
It's what Democrats are about, but it's not what America is supposed to be about. Logan Church is the National Political Director for Catholic Vote. By the way, you mentioned a rabbi showed up in support of your protest of the L.A. Dodgers. Rabbi Ari Spiro, who has been a longtime friend, passed away over the weekend. And he was a stalwart. And as a matter of fact, folks, he was so stalwart and supportive of Catholics that Bill Donahue of the Catholic League actually wrote an obituary for him honoring his contributions. So I wanted to make sure we got that in there. In this vein, you mentioned the discussion, Logan, about all walks of faith showing up to condemn the religious bigotry of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Sisters of Perpetual Absurdity. One of the individuals standing up was a Catholic bishop from Tyler, Texas. And because he stood up for the faith, he is now being investigated by the Vatican, his diocese being investigated by the Vatican, because you and I both know what's happening with our current pope and what's going on with the Vatican. If our bishops who take a stand for the faith and for Christ are going to be punished by the Vatican for doing so, I don't think it portends well for the unity of the church, do you?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we're going to have to see how that plays out. Ultimately, you know, I can't speak to the Vatican's intentions on anything, but I do want to say that we are seeing more and more bishops stand up for what's right. We are seeing more and more bishops get involved as we see ballot initiatives pop up across the nation. And so I have been very encouraged by the amount of bishops that have been taking a stand for what's right, especially when it comes to matters of the pro-life movement. And so I'm hoping that we do continue to see a rise in that and continue to see bishops encouraging their priests to get involved as well, because that does make people's lives a lot easier when people are speaking to issues that matter from the pulpit.
Yeah, it is not hate to stand up for your religious beliefs. Saying that Jesus Christ represents hate, thus you can't defend him, I don't think it is a viable or a tenable option for those who are of the Christian faith or whoever, whatever faith you subscribe to. Saying that God is hate, I'm sorry, that's a trick of the left, and I don't buy into it. So Democrats are already, Logan, being called out for their cultivating and growing anti-Semitism in their ranks by other Democrats. High-profile Democrats are alarmed by the anti-Jewish bent inside the Democrat Party. Don't Americans who value religious freedom, don't they need to stop the state-sponsored religious bigotry at all levels, and not just state-sponsored, but also corporate-sponsored?
Yeah, so, you know, I will say studies show that Democrats do better in areas that religion is dwindling. And so it doesn't surprise me to see that there's been such a movement of hate for religion, no matter what religion it is, in their party. And I think they see it as a long-term goal. You dwindle religion of all forms, they win elections. And so that's what they want to happen, because they believe in moral relativism, and that's my truth is my truth and your truth is your truth, and there's no absolute truth. And every religion, Judaism included, stands up against that aggressively. And so it doesn't surprise me to see that, but, you know, it does break my heart to see that.
It is the basis of Western civilization, the focus on the nuclear family, the recognition there is such a thing as right and wrong, the recognition of reality. There are differences between men and women that, if those who believe in the Creator, no one understand those differences are real and must be adhered to. And that's exactly what I think the other side is doing. The other side is trying to say, hey, nothing is real. Whatever we need politically is what real is. And, you know, we've seen this play out throughout history. In Russia, when they were taken over by the Marxists, in communist China, whatever we need to maintain power over the masses, that's what reality is. And I reject that view. Shouldn't everybody?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, one truth is what makes truth truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the irony of them trying to say that truth is relative. It honestly cracks me up, because how do you have a truth that's relative? That goes against, I mean, it's an oxymoron. And our country also used to be the country where you could have a difference of opinion, and that was okay. You didn't have to agree with your neighbor. That didn't, you know, it didn't mean that you hated your neighbor. It just meant that you didn't agree with them. And we've come to a point where if we disagree with our neighbor, we hate our neighbor, and we're, you know, we're enemy number one.
Well,
and that's just not what we were created to be.
Only if your neighbor is a raging leftist. If you are a conservative and they disagree with you, then that's okay. Then I have a right to disagree with you. But if you disagree with a leftist, oh, that's hate, which is just sick and twisted. Logan Church, she is the National Political Director for Catholic Vote. If folks want to join your fight to make sure that Major League Baseball and the Los Angeles Dodgers continue to receive the proper payback for their selling out of propriety and their buying into religious bigotry and division, where can they go?
CatholicVote.org. If you want to know more about what we're doing with the Dodgers specifically, or would like to donate to that campaign, you just look up Catholic Vote Dodgers, and it'll be the first thing that pops up on Google. So we would love to get you involved. We're probably getting involved in your state as we speak. So please go on CatholicVote.org and look at what we're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? Throw some love toward the Texas Rangers, who didn't buy who didn't buy into this division, who said, you know what, we got to focus on unifying. That's what sports is supposed to do. It's supposed to unify people, not divide people.
And let me just say, June's ending here in a couple days. Don't forget about who stood up against you. Don't forget about who did what. You know, they're all going to take down their pride stance. The stores are going to go back to normal. Don't forget.
That's right. Don't forget. And that, you know, that's good advice for you Republicans out there, you elected Republicans. Don't forget what these left-wing socialist Democrats have done to you and, by extension, your constituents. There she is, everybody. Logan Church on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And that's going to do it for this edition. Make sure you visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com, for the very latest on everything that's impacting Texas and beyond. And also how to get in touch with me, the Chris Salcedo Show, and the Salcedo Storm podcast, all on those two websites. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Fresh produce is the best produce. That's why at Kroger, we invest in local farmers to bring you the freshest seasonal picks. So no matter how you shop, your local produce always tastes 100% fresh, or you get a 100% refund, guaranteed. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We've locked in low prices to help you save big store-wide. Look for the locked in low prices tags and enjoy extra savings throughout the store. Kroger, fresh for everyone.